Well, it's 8:09. Kay Winkleman, we're back. We made it.
We're back.
We survived the holiday.
Oh, it was delightful. Actually, there was nothing to survive. It was just peace and quiet. And
well, there was.
Eating.
It's called winter weather.
Winter
that decided
well,
to.
True that. True that. I guess that was in your week. Not mine. But
wanted to.
I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, I did. I did. And it's, of course, almost hunting season. Of course, we're going to be talking hunter safety with Iowa Department of Natural Resources, Jacob Folk. Good morning, Jacob.
How are you today?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Oh, surviving. Had to get my voice exercises in this morning.
I hear you. Of course, it is Community Conversations brought to you this morning by Floyd County Medical Center. So let's go ahead and talk about hunting safety. Of course, Iowa's first shotgun deer hunting season is coming up here pretty quickly. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we've had some deer hunting seasons going on since mid-September. When you start with the youth deer season, then it rolls into the archery, early muzzleloader. Kind of the North Iowa big thing is the shotgun deer season, which can kind of more or less be called just a general gun season now. As the calibers changed a few years ago, anything from 0.35 up to 0.5 caliber are now allowed. So it expanded from just using shotguns. We're really kind of trying to stress safety a lot more this year. We've had a rash of hunting accidents that were on a kind of negative pace, I guess, as far as the year goes. So we really encourage people to get their Blaze Orange out, check it now. If it's tattered or torn or been through the grease and grind of a few years, maybe run to your local store and get a new vest. Blaze Orange vest is the minimum that you need to wear when you're in the field. So just trying to make sure that you're seen by other hunters. It's not necessarily so I can see you to check your license. Been up here in North Iowa for about 5 years now. Was in southern Iowa for quite a few years before that, so just still trying to get to know the groups and the territories and just how those things are flowing along. Another main thing is try to get your license early. I would suggest trying to get that this week. Obviously, season starts on Saturday for first gun. When you're standing at the counter and asking the person to get your what you need, it'd be generally a hunting license habitat fee. Check that deer tag because it needs to have your name on it. You can't have one in your possession that would have your mother's name or your brother's name or anybody else. So check that over. They can change those while you're standing at the counter. Once you've made that purchase, leave, go home, then it becomes a lot more of a problem. You might have to make a trip down to Des Moines because they're the only ones who have access to that. So double checking your tag. It is up to you to know what you need. So sometimes confusion is there. Like I said, typically a deer tag is always required, whether it be a landowner tag or a general statewide tag. And then your hunting license habitat fee if you're going to be on ground that's public or that you don't own. So just double checking all those, your paperwork before you get out there.
Okay, now I have a question on that. can the hunter have it scanned into their phone and use that, carry their phone on them, or does it need to be a physical piece of paper?
So our department developed an app a few years ago in conjunction with a company called Bryant. You go to your app store like you would on your iPhone or your Android, like you're going to download the Facebook app or some other Snapchat, whatever else folks are using. And it's Go Outdoors IA. There are Go Outdoors Florida, South Dakota. There's some other states, so make sure it's the Iowa one. That is adequate for your hunting license and habitat fee, but you still need to have a physical tag to place on the deer when you're out in the field. So the phone works for some of the requirements, especially a lot of pheasant hunters I'm checking are just using the app, then they don't have that piece of paper, or if it made it through the washing machine, you can for $6 more. There's always a little novelty. They have a hard card, which looks like a credit card that people purchase, and then the department ships that to you. You can buy tags on the app, but you need to allow enough time because those do get shipped out of Florida. I don't know why, but that's where it is. So you got to
even deer hunt in Florida.
They got a couple smaller access deer and things, but you have to allow time for the tag to get to you. So just because you purchased it on the app, you need to allow for the mail, typically a week, to get that laid out. So other things to keep in mind when you're out there, obviously during the shotgun season, we kind of have the groups. You're always hunting with family and friends, people that you know pretty well. So we want to make sure that everybody gets home and can have that bowl of chili at the end of the night. So we really suggest to plan your hunt and then just hunt your plan, meaning have your spots laid out before you get out there, so everybody knows that Jim's going to be in this corner, John's in that corner, and the other guys are going to maybe walk through the field, as we typically do deer drives up here, which other states look at us like we're crazy, but they're allowed. So just knowing where you're going to be, know where your other people are. I know when that deer comes running out, people get a little excited, but a large majority of our hunting accidents every year are people shooting at a deer that's running. You lose focus of what's beyond the target. A lot of times those big heavy 1 ounce slugs can blow right through a deer and then go beyond that, and we've had a lot of incidences of people getting injured because they're in the path. So also knowing the ability of your firearms, those rounds can go a lot farther than you may anticipate, especially with these newer calibers that are allowed. So kind of go out, practice, preferably this week while it's nice and warm, once the snow goes down, and that'll help for a better, successful, safe hunt when you're out in the field. If you have any questions on any of this stuff, every game warden in the state of Iowa, our numbers are listed in the back of the hunting regulations. Probably a quick 2 second Google search for the county is going to produce the officer, or call your local sheriff's office if you have any questions, concerns. They can forward you on to your local officer that can give you more specific information. So
okay, now we are speaking with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, Jacob Falk, about hunter safety. Now talk about some of the things that hunters can't use to hunt deer.
Well, I know it's tempting, but you cannot use your truck. You can use it to get from your house out to the field, but once you get there, you need to get out and walk a little bit, get your heart rate up. So you need to be cautious of what you're doing. I know it gets exciting. Every year we have some cases of people chasing deer with vehicles, vehicle accidents that were probably due to somebody bouncing through a chiseled field. You can't use something that's going to gain an advantage on the game. So a fair chase law in the state of Iowa is you can't use your truck, your Polaris Ranger, snowmobiles, things like that. So the other thing to keep in mind is you cannot use radios or phones to coordinate the movement of hunters or the movement of where the game's going. So I explain it in my hunter ed classes that anything that you can talk into and they can hear you, you cannot use that. So like today we're on the radio, obviously they can hear me, but I can't hear them. So that is, you could use something like that. But
why?
It's a fair chase law to give that deer a chance to get away. So a lot of times what happens is somebody will be out in the field kind of pushing through some brush. A deer jumps out and they don't have somebody in place where they maybe should be to cut it off. So that's when the running in a truck or a UTV comes in and they try to cut it off to gain an unfair advantage on the game.
Got it.
So that's the biggest thing. Obviously, safety wise, you can use your phone. You can call the group and say, hey, let's go back to the shop for lunch, or, you know, is everybody done? We need to head out, things like that. So it's just, you cannot coordinate where the hunters are going for an unfair advantage, and you can't tell them that, you know, there's a big buck in the south section. So just some kind of general things. Overall, the regulations are pretty much the same as last year. After you harvest your game, you need to get your tag on your deer, notch out the month that was taken. So at the bottom, there's the first letter of each month. So you'd want to mark the D for December. And then if it's the 8th, go ahead and notch out the 8. And then when you get home, there's the harvest report section. The state of Iowa knows how many deer tags we sell because those have to get printed every year. But for the biological side of it, we don't necessarily know how many successful hunters are out there without you taking the extra time to go ahead and call in that harvest. So that allows us to know, okay, we're selling X number of tags, we're harvesting this many deer, but our population charts are going up, so we need to sell more tags. So that also allows for more antlerless tags. So it's important not only for the data for the state, but also for the hunters out there to report their harvest. The new thing this year is if it's a buck deer, they need to measure the main beam length. Iowa State's done studies with the department, and there's a correlation between the main beam length and the age of the deer, so we can get a better idea of what age class. You know, are they all 2-year-old buck deer, or are we getting a bunch of 2+? So that's kind of a study that some of the biologists are looking to. So that's going to be probably the newest change that people are going to notice.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is.
I have a husband who has deer hunted for years, and he usually typically goes second season, but This is all new to me. I mean, I just know he's out deer hunting.
Yeah,
and then afterward eating a lot of stuff.
Yep, and they're it's really good lean meat. It's a very healthy option. Obviously, if you get the sticks made, that adds a little fat to it, usually with some pork fat. But it's a very clean, healthy alternative, and a lot cheaper. Obviously, everybody's hitting the grocery stores after Thanksgiving. Prices have bounced a bit. You can get a lot of meat out of a doe that's out there. So just being safe is the biggest thing we're concerned with, not getting too rammy, having your licenses, getting all that stuff before the day before. I know there's always a line out the door at Tyson's, and those folks do the best they can, but just have some time and patience and grace with all those folks, as it can get a little confusing. So the blaze orange is the biggest thing that I get concerned with. And I always tell the story at a class. I had a person in a blaze orange jumpsuit, which is great. More orange, the better. But then they forgot it got cold and they grabbed their Carhartt jacket out of the closet. Carhartts are typically brown, deer are brown. And so you have two blaze orange legs walking through the tall grass in a brown coat. So just pay attention to what layers you're putting on, and make sure that orange is on the outside. So the other groups can see you, the other people can see you, just so we try to get everybody home at the end of the day.
All right. Well, awesome. Awesome interview. That's interesting. Yeah. I've learned a thing or two here this morning.
And
as well.
I have to say, I think my favorite type of chili is when it's deer chili.
Oh, yeah.
Deer meat and chili is the best chili ever.
Yep, and there's gotten to be a lot of the meat eater out there. If you search a lot of his videos, recipes, they've really gone nuts with some of the what you can do with the venison out there. So kind of if you have a little culinary twist, you can really do a little something extra with the roast or in the chili. Or deer loin is probably some of the best meat out there. You take a fresh loin and slap that on the grill or the smoker, and it's quite the treat to have. But we want everybody to just have a good time. Like I said, it's always family, friends that typically get together. So we want to make sure everybody's getting home safe and having a good time. But also just kind of keep that in the back of your mind. Let people know where you're going to be as far as family members so they can check in and make sure everybody gets back to the shop.
Now, for those that aren't hunting, the general public, is there anything that we should be aware of?
Overall, it's up to the hunter to be the responsible end of the party. If you're going to go walk your dog this time of year, if you typically do go out to wildlife areas, they are still open to the public, but I would suggest putting on some orange, just so if somebody maybe is out there hunting. Obviously, we've had bow hunters for quite a while, just so you're more seen. Hunting accidents, if they do occur, we hope they don't, but get a hold of your local sheriff's office or call the conservation officer that's covered your area, and we'll have to do an investigation on that. Those are anything over anything that's an injury or a fatality, we have to do investigations on, and then forward those on to the state, just to try to get better data and understand how those happen and how to prevent them in the future.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you very much, Jacob Page from the Iowa DNR.
Jacob Falk.
See, I told you before this interview, I'm stuck on Jacob Page. He's the Floyd County engineer. Apologies, but
I'm not an engineer, just a forestry animal ecology major, but I do what I can. So
you know more than all of us here in the studio, that's for sure. So thank you very much, Jacob Falk, for joining us, and hopefully we have a safe hunting season.
Thanks for having me in, guys.
Thank you very much. It is 8:23 with a Sia on KCHA.